The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to those of you joining us in hour number two here. It's 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you, reminding you about OptiVita products, all 10% off this week at the Power Mall. So you got time to get your orders in still. And for those of you who want to help support the Power Hour through donations, guess what? This coffee mug right here, Knowledge is Power coffee mug. There's Joyce Riley, our founder, been with us since the year 2000. Now she's dearly departed, but you can commemorate her existence and what she's done for the Power Hour. There's a Constitution in the background, by the way, and the flag with the Power Hour logo. And all you have to do is donate $100 or more, and we're going to send this to you. And along with our thanks, and we appreciate that. We're also on Substack for those of you. You want to subscribe to our newsletter, you can do that absolutely free at thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com, because we put items on there necessary to keep you informed regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. So that is always a good thing when we're trying to make things rock and roll in your life, make stuff happen. We before the break, we're talking about Amazon's Ring cameras. Yeah, we knew this, and I think about a year or so ago, Ring came up in the news before about the ability for the Ring camera to connect to local police departments. And now, from what we understand, if you have smart homes and smart wiring, and you're connecting your Ring to all of this, now they can view anything going on in your house, which is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. And see, most people that are, you know, security minded, I guess I could say, and you're not worried, oh, I've got nothing to hide. Really? Well, you know, if most of the private areas of your home, such as the master bedroom, it's really funny how the news media puts that in there, like the FTC. Because now it's reporting something here about what Amazon has done with this Ring, and everybody keeps buying from Amazon. This is, you support this stuff. And see, master bedroom and master bathroom, these are terms that aren't even used anymore in real estate terminology. It's called the primary bedroom and the primary bathroom, because master sounds too much like damn slavery. And so the real estate industry has gone partially woke and changing everything because we can't discriminate. Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. Yeah, we can't call it the master bedroom anymore. See, the master or the head of household, I mean, what do we call it? The head of the household bathroom? Well, we have split, in this particular floor plan, we have split head of the household bedrooms. Wow. And here we even have a special room with its own TG closet so your son and daughter can go dress, play dress up anytime they want. You know, what is this country coming to when the moral compass is, you know, and then people just don't care whether they have spy cams all over their house that other people can access and look at? I mean, when you want to get intimate in the bedroom, you have to worry about a camera peering down at you? Wow. And other people being able to just dial and hack in and spy on you. Yeah, go ahead and put that Ring. Go ahead and put that Ring doorbell in. Go do that. Do that, right? I got nothing to hide. Yep, and everybody can watch you and your wife do the wild thing at night. Yeah, how's that going to work? Do you feel just a little violated? What is it going to take for people to wake up and realize we have a constitution that protects you from garbage like that? It's called the Fourth Amendment. Yes, see, we talk about the Constitution on this show because you have a right to privacy. There are a lot of you out there that don't care. There's exhibitionists running rampant in the world today. But the thing is that at a point in time, they like their privacy. Wow. Makes me wonder if we even have spy cams in the bathrooms, too, so people can sit there and tune in and dial in and watch you sending a message to D.C. Flush twice. And, of course, now in the world of energy and environment, according to the World Health Organization, almost the entire global population breathes air that exceeds WHO air quality limits. Oh, here we go again. Yeah, we have visual capitalists out there diagramming PM2.5 concentrations in the World Air Quality Report. And where do you think the air is the worst? We're talking about fine particulate matter, PM, that's what particulate matter is. It's small matter that can penetrate the lungs when inhaled and enter the bloodstream, affecting all major organs. So what they did was they ranked all the cities in the world. I can tell you right now that the United States of America has none of them. More of them, like Lahore, Pakistan, Hotan, China, Bawadi, India, Delhi, India, Peshawar, Pakistan, Darbhanga, India, Asupur, India, the Jemena, Chad, that's Africa for those of you who don't know where Chad is, New Delhi, India, Patna, India, 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 Iraq, Baghdad, 86.7 on the scale. Faisalabad, Pakistan, 84.5. And four more places in India rank out the top 20. Pollutants at dangerous levels. We're talking about ground level ozone, particulate matter, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. Lahore in Pakistan, high combination of high vehicle and industrial emissions, as well as smoke from brick kilns, crop residue, general waste burning, and dust from construction sites. Now, so this is one of the reasons why I have a Sun Air purifier in my home. And we have them at the Power Mall. For those of you who need more information, you can go to thepowermall.com and access that particular product and read about it. Sun Air purifiers. I have one in my house. It works beautifully. It'll clean your air of harmful bacteria, fungi, molds, mildew, while removing offensive odors from the air you breathe and alleviating allergy and asthma symptoms. It's that good. The Biden administration is pushing to give veto power over major Pentagon contracts to a group of climate activist groups that advocate for establishing guardrails on economic growth, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation investigation. This is a proposed rule that requires major contractors for the DOD, NASA, and the GSA to submit climate-related goals to a consortium of activist organizations called Science-Based Targets Initiative, SBTI, for validation. If the SBTI rejects the contractor's plan to reduce emission, the company would no longer be eligible to compete. That means that, hey, guess what? Those defense contractors that everybody's making money on, yeah, they may end up just pulling the plug. Your stock will drop. Did you get that? Yeah. Hope all you politicians are listening out there, because now the climate activists get to control what's going on in your stock. They get to manipulate that. Have you thought about leaving the market yet? I did a couple of years ago. Won't go back. Sorry. It only is responsible for about 8% of our GDP. See, it's mom and pop out there. You need to be thinking about this in the background. We need more mom and pops out there. You need to not be suffering from a case of cryptorchidism and grow a pair and get out and do something with yourself. Under the gardening, farming, and homesteading category, we've got some information about a small garden that produces high yield while enriching your soil, yet it needs minimal care. Say hello to the Three Sisters Garden Agriculture Tradition. Yep, we talk about owning your own chickens. They can be feisty, but it's important to know why and how you can fix it so you can have fresh eggs. I haven't had to buy eggs at the store for months now. So there you have it. So we told you earlier in the show that we were going to be bringing Ron Sally on. He's with Miracle Skin Products. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. How are you?
I'm good. Apparently, we had you were calling the wrong number a little earlier, but we got it all straight now.
Oh, well, that's good. So now we have a lot of things going on here. The Power Mall's got the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot ready to go. For those of you who want to use it on your dry, cracked feet, I know you use it, don't you, Ron?
No, not me, but I put it on my wife's feet. Of course, she screams for it every other night.
So she's got smooth feet.
Ah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's a good product, and it's all natural. Word of caution, you don't want to walk across tile floors with that sugarfoot because you will go down.
Oh, yeah, it's slippery stuff. Well, you know, see, here's the thing. Most people in Florida, especially where you are, I think, have pools. Do you have a pool?
We do.
Okay, well, and see, here's the thing. When I had a pool in Florida, and I had it in multiple places, we had what we call Flowcrete. And this is a kind of a concrete that's got a little bit of residue in it so that it makes it, you know, easy to walk on without slipping. It reduces slipping.
Right.
And so the thing is that with the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot, basically because of the fact that this has a lot of moisturizers in it, it reacts with water. That, I think, is what you're worried about. But the thing is on you can walk around on Flowcrete. Do you ever notice when you walk on Flowcrete and you don't use the Miracle Skin or any other products on there that your foot kind of gets sanded down a little bit?
Yeah, maybe a tiny bit. I never thought about it, a little bit.
Yeah, well, see, and that's one of the reasons why we noticed that. It's like kind of like you go to the beach, and people love going to the beach for a reason because they walk on sand, and sand is kind of the same thing as the sugarfoot in that it takes and it sloughs off the dead skin. So let's talk about the sugarfoot and all the stuff that we just talked about as far as sloughing off the skin and what this does to smooth it.
Okay, well, sugarfoot eliminates a lot of the calluses and problems like that that people, I was going to say women, but just people get on their feet. It just makes a big, big difference in their feet texture. And my wife insists on this stuff, not every night, but, you know, virtually every other night. And just puts it on her feet, and the next morning her feet are perfect, just perfect.
Wow. Now, do you, like what we do with oregano, see, people take oregano oil, and they put it on the bottom of their feet, and they put their socks on. I mean, does she put her socks on, you know, with the sugarfoot on there?
Oh, sure. But we never use oregano oil. I'll mention that to her and see what she thinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of our people are doing that, which is why I brought it up. But, I mean, the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot, which is what we're talking about now, I love that idea. In fact, those of you out there, guys, here's the thing about guys and pedicures. I don't know why they don't like them. I love pedicures. I've had tons of them. Pedicures.
It's an ego thing.
It is. Oh, well, see, yeah, it's like Bubba don't eat quiche. I know. It's the same kind of thing. It's a stereotype. And you know, I see guys now more and more these days going and getting pedicures, and I really think that is should be part of your foot health. It really should, because they can, you know, the pedicure, the person doing this, a nail tech, can spot a lot of things going on with your feet, which that makes it good. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with having really good looking feet, but this is the thing: sugarfoot helps that.
So okay, what do your pedicures cost in your neck of the woods?
Well,
guys.
Yeah, most of the time, the pedicures run about $50.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what.
Between $25 and $50 here in Naples.
Yeah, well, the thing is that when you do the pedicure, I mean, they soak your foot and they actually grind it down. And, you know, since I had foot surgery, I have extra treatment on the calluses and stuff on here. I guess I got to get some of the sugarfoot and start using that on my calluses because I have calluses because of my gait. Because of the surgery I had on my foot, that it grows calluses quicker on one side than it does the other. And so, you know, it gets to be uncomfortable after a while, which is another reason why I go to have pedicures done, because it's medically necessary. So, you know, and some of you may be facing the same kind of situation. And so here's an option, Miracle Skin Sugarfoot. And this, of course, is from Miracle Skin Products. And that's one of the things that I wanted to bring out, because summer is just around the corner. And, of course, nobody wants to go out with dry, cracked feet. And this is one of the reasons why we do it. No, it's not an infomercial. This is why I brought up walking in the sand and walking on your pool on the Flowcrete, because it contains some sort of a sandpapery finish that helps to grind off and slough off some of the skin. This is one of the reasons why we, you know, talk about it here on the show. But the thing is yeah, the bigger products that the Miracle Skin is known for is what I have in my hot little hand right here, and that is the lamb cream and the Helon oil. And Ron, while you're talking about the lamb cream and why you created it and what it's doing, because my lamb cream, I literally have to get more because I'm about one third full. For those of you who can see this, you can almost see the bottom of my jar because we use it all the time for various things, whether it's scrapes or bumps or mosquito bites or whatever the case may be. You've got testimonials about this stuff, don't you?
Oh, many, many of them. But, you know, lamb cream was developed for laminitis, a horse. It's a disease called laminitis.
Wow.
And there's no cure. The veterinarian says, got laminitis, put it down. And that's the verdict on all the horses that get laminitis. So we developed lamb cream for laminitis for Pardon Dolly, who's a Del Mar racetrack winner's paid 82-1, I think it was, years ago. And the vet says, well, your horse has got laminitis, put it down. She says, that's my baby. I'm not going to put that horse down. So that's when I developed lamb cream. And this is a really weird thing because Friday, the February the 13th, 2009, this is the absolute truth. I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I sat up in bed and I said to my wife, out loud, not to my wife, I know how to make that stuff. She says, you know how to make what? I said, I know how to make that lamb cream to heal that laminitis. She said, good grief, go back to sleep. So that's when lamb was put together. And I've not changed one drop of that formulation since that day.
All right, now this is a moisturizer, folks, that understand. I actually was putting up Steel Sip, and I stepped on something out in the yard and slipped, and my arm scraped across the side of one of these freshly cut Steel Sip panels, which, of course, left a big bruise all along my arm, like a giant blood blister all the way down my humerus, my upper arm. And immediately I knew exactly what I was going to do. And I went in and I put lamb cream on right away. And literally I kept doing it, putting it on twice a day. And on day three, you could hardly tell, everything virtually was healed up.
Not many people are going to believe you, and I
have no reason to lie, Ron.
I know. Well, me too. But people say, well, you know, if you got something that good, where's your two Maseratis down on the beach? Where's your $50 million home down on the beach?
Some
people
of us
like you, that don't believe it,
Ron. But you know, we're not all in this to make that kind of money, to where we go out and flaunt our wealth. That's just wrong. I mean, I know you did this for all the right reasons.
Oh, for sure. But let me tell you one other thing. I put this lamb cream on my scalp. Every time I get out of the shower, I towel my scalp damp, and I put a little lamb cream on there. My hair is not gray anymore. It's platinum. Whatever color. My wife said, that's platinum. It's not gray anymore. It's platinum.
Wow. So you put it on your scalp, and it changed your hair color.
Oh, absolutely. And the texture. I have more control with my hair. My hair is great. I mean, for an old dude, my hair is great.
Wow. I have a testimonial.
A few women have used this on their scalp, and they said it's just changed everything. They have more body, they have more texture, and the gray is going away.
But, I mean, they rub it in their scalp.
Correct.
Put on the end of their fingers and massage it into the scalp.
Yes. They put it on the end of their finger and they wet their fingers. Of course, their scalp's going to be damp anyway after they get out right out of the shower.
Oh, that's when they put it on.
Into their scalp and into their hair. And that's it for their regimen for the day.
Okay. And so, I mean, what if they're a redhead or brunette? I mean, does that also get rid of the gray?
I can't address that. I don't know.
just the blonde.
But I'll find some redheads. We'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll find a redhead that'll do this. All right. I've got another testimonial for you. A customer wrote in and said, I rolled my ankle a few weeks ago, and I'm still dealing with quite a bit of pain in my foot. I was looking over some old Miracle Skin testimonies, and there were many customers who said they've used it for arthritic pain and diabetic neuropathy pain in the feet and the legs. So I thought, well, that's something I haven't tried yet, so might as well give it a shot. After all, Ron calls it like a miracle cream for a reason. And it definitely lived up to its name, because almost immediately the pain was gone. I will tell you that it did not get rid of the pain permanently. I do have to reapply the cream every so often, but wow, what a relief. Another added benefit that makes my heels so soft and takes away the dryness. I use and love the Miracle Sugarfoot, but the lamb cream does work well. A little bit goes a long way. Thank you, Ron. Your products have helped my family and pets for so many years. I always have Helon and lamb cream stocked in my medicine cabinet. I can't go without them. That comes directly from the producer of the Power Hour.
All right. All right. Well, we hear so many testimonies from all over the world. And I'll make this real quick. A lady in Belgium had a hand problem, and she couldn't work. Her hands were cracked and dried and awful looking. And I saw the before pictures. And a friend of ours sent her some lamb cream over to Belgium. And in a very short, I guess it was like 2 or 3 weeks, her hands are perfect. Absolutely. And I showed the people the before and after. They said, it's Photoshopped. Man, give me a break. I get so tired of that word Photoshopped, I could scream.
Wow. But I'm actually looking at
all over the world, this stuff is just everywhere.
Well, I think what we need to do, because of the fact that we're talking to you about this, I think we need to post these photos on our email blast that we send out so people can see what this this looks like somebody had surgery on their big toe here and was using Helon PF. And I'm looking at the before and after picture of the scar. Wow. I mean, it looks like you remember the surgery on the big toe and that one?
I do. It was a lady over in Miami.
Wow. That is just awesome. People, you need to see these photos that I'm looking at right now. And of course, if you're not, you know, if you don't have the subscription, you know, I think we need to put these up on our website so you can see these things, because, I mean, this stuff is amazing. We've got another testimonial here with a brown recluse spider bite. And this is the thing. We're now moving on to Helon PF, which this is the stuff that's in the little dropper, which mine disappeared out of my box here because I think somebody's been using it.
Of course.
And that's okay. I want it. I want them to do that. You know, whether it's an insect bite or whatever the case may be, this is something else you need to have in your emergency first aid kit. The thing is that the person was telling us that he didn't know it was a spider bite, didn't feel it, but after a few days, he went to see a doctor who gave him antibiotics, and the bite just got worse until he found a bottle of Helon PF that had a few drops left in it, and he put it on the sore, and within 2 hours, it felt better, stopped hurting. He had 3 days left of it and ordered a new bottle. And of course, he stopped the antibiotics because the pain was gone. He could tell it was beginning to heal. And of course, now from 3/19 to 4/10, which is March 19th to April 10th, when he was using this, it shows the bite actually disintegrating and going away. And if you know anything about brown recluse, these little suckers, man, I'm telling you, they inflict some serious pain. And at the same time, they also start to necrotize the skin, and the skin starts sloughing away. It's not a pretty picture. Helen in Kansas. Helen in Kansas. Ron, have you got time to talk to Helen?
Of course.
Oh, Helen, you're on the air. We haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. I always forget to call in when Ron is on. This is I guess it's been a couple of years. I sent a couple of pictures in to Catherine. I suffer with migraines, and I had bought these little pads that you can put on, and really, they don't heal anything. They're just more of a distraction, and they just kind of cool your forehead. Well, I guess I'd left it on too long, and I think I got a chemical burn from it. Well, I was talking with Jay, and I was telling her that I was putting everything on there because my forehead had gotten all red and everything, and she said, well, have you tried your Helon? And I was like, duh, no. So I immediately, because I own everything, I have everything that you guys sell, so I That's why she said, have you tried it? So I went in the bathroom and I got that wonderful little squeeze little bottle. And I started putting that stuff on. And I told you, I sent pictures of the what it looked like to Catherine. So I don't know if she has those and she can send those to you. But this is definitely a miracle because it was the only thing that worked. So it works on chemical burns, and that's the only thing I can think that it was, because the pad, it had to have chemicals on it because that's what made the cooling effect. And I don't use those pads anymore, by the way. But sure, miracle heal on, and I never without it. And this stuff is old. This stuff, I think I've had it for about 5 years. I make sure I've got about 3 bottles of it around here. And I think Ron had told a story one time that I forgot how old this stuff was, but this stuff never is old. It doesn't expire. You never throw it away. I keep mine upside down. And I'm just, every now and then, every time I go by, I see it, I just give it a little shake.
Well, we've had that product checked. It was 8 years old, and it was as good as the day we made it. A little darker, but it was as good as the day we made it. And that goes back eight years, and probably quite a few years prior to that. But I don't address that side of it.
Nope. Well, but Helen did. Wow.
Yeah, she sure did.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Great talk.
Thank you, Helen. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you for your testimony.
So the people out there, if you don't have it, get it, because you're going to need it for something. A cut, a bite of chemical burn, something is going to happen, and you're going to wish you had it if you didn't have it.
You know, I tell every lady that they should have a bottle of Heal-On in their purse or in the glove box of their car, because their kids are going to get beat up somewhere along the way. And that's just a perfect answer to all of these scrapes and cuts and bites, and you name it. It just is the answer.
Wow.
But you have to shake it vigorously before each use, because those natural oils in there will tend to layer out. So you really have to shake it good.
All right. Well, there you go. Helen in Kansas, thanks so much for your testimonial. We appreciate that. And, you know, this is a thing about the first aid kit. Folks, you can't ever have enough lamb cream and Heal-On PF. This is something that you've got to have in your first aid kits. This is what we have at the Power Mall. By the way, it is open right now. You can call and order it and put it in your first aid kit, because, see, here's the thing. If you don't trust the medical profession, and I tell people you need to think more seriously. Put on the thinking cap. Get the suture kits. They're out there. They're available. Ron, can you stick around for a little longer after the break?
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
Sounds good. We'll be back with Ron Sally from Miracle Skin Products. Talk further about the goings-on in your life and how this stuff can benefit you by having it in your kit. That's a direct hint from the show. Yeah, we're not making this stuff up. This stuff really works, folks. We'll be back after the break with Ron Sally. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Ron Sally's on the phone with us, and guess what I just found? My bottle of Helion, guess where it was? Right in the bathroom counter where my wife was using it. So, see, the thing is, we use it a lot around here. We use the lamb cream a lot. And I'll tell you, this is the interesting thing about it, especially when you're getting up in age, things happen. You get bumps, you get bruises. Sometimes it's just a case of clumsiness or you're not paying attention to something. You stub your toe. I mean, there's a number of different things that, bumps and bruises and stuff. And I mean, this stuff is so good to have around the house. And the testimonials just keep pouring in about this stuff. We want to mention that, we've got Ron on the phone. It's not an infomercial. We are talking about something here that, literally, when you shake it up, you unscrew the cap. I'm holding it in my hand right there. You see this little dropper right there, and you only need a drop of this stuff. You don't squirt it out. You basically just drop it on your finger and apply it. I can't say enough about this stuff, Ron.
Okay, and as far as the shaking, if you shake it like you would do a thermometer, shake it down really good 3, 4, 5 times. You really need to do this before each use because those oils they'll just layer out. You can't stop it because we don't use those chemical emulsifiers in there.
Yep, just like they say in the song, shake it like a Polaroid picture, you know.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, something like that. All right, well, this is the thing. You created, which came first, the lamb cream or the Helion PF?
Oh, the Helon. Helon I developed in about 89.
Wow, that stuff's been around this long. Now you have you have doctors that actually love this stuff.
Oh, and some doctors hate it.
Oh no, it's bad for business.
They send the patient home. They say come back in a week to 10 days because we got to check these sutures or whatever. And the patient's called in and said, we don't need to come back. The healing you gave us just solved the problem. And one doctor told me, he said, you are wrecking my business. And he told me that face-to-face.
Wow.
And I thought, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah, the Hippocratic Oath kind of went down the toilet with the jab, I guess. But, you know, the thing is that we're trying to come up with safe, natural products. This is why we spent all this time since the year 2000 when Joyce took to the airwaves, which is why we have this coffee mug out here for your $100 plus donation that we can send you folks. So you can have coffee with Joyce in the mornings. It keeps us on the air, but then we can tell you and continue to tell you about ways to improve your health. The latest studies that are coming out, which there's a bunch of them I haven't even gotten to yet. And understand that as we become less dependent on the medical system, which right now, Ron, you were just talking about the Hippocratic Oath, we have to have something as a backstop for everyday use that is going to basically shore up having to go to the doctor and spend money we don't have. Or we may need to put that stuff on immediately following a bump or a bruise or sunburn. You've had experiences with sunburn and lamb cream, haven't you?
Oh, living in Florida? Are you kidding me? Of course.
Yeah, I had to bring that up. the thing is, you lay out, you get too much of it, and then you put the lamb cream on. Tell me how long does it take for the pain to go away and for you not to even know that you've got peeling and blistering skin?
Well, everybody's different, but a couple of 3 hours, and people should know a difference, without a doubt. And when they get burns in the kitchen, it's a matter of minutes before that burn is gone. We tell the ladies if they burn themselves on a skillet or hot grease or something, put a piece of ice on it for like 1 or 2 minutes, and then they heal on, and it's finished. It's gone.
Wow. And that even prevents second-degree burns with the scabbing and the blisters and everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. There is no second-degree burn. It's gone.
Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about, folks. We're having this conversation because it's not an infomercial. This is what you do. You know, if something is that serious, especially grease burns, boy, I can tell you what, I know people that, you know, had they had this stuff around and they knew how to treat a situation because, see, the thing is the longer that you leave this hot grease on your skin, the more damage it does. You know, this is just like getting burned, you know, it keeps cooking until you stop it.
The deeper it goes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, a friend of mine, actually, his grill blew up on him because his wife went out to try to start it and left the gas on. And when he went out to start it, he had his flip flops and a t-shirt on, and the whole thing just blew off and burned him from the face down. And the thing is that he just stood there for like 90 minutes, refusing to go to the hospital when he could have been putting this stuff on and probably saved himself a whole bunch of skin grafts and a whole lot of pain.
I would think probably within 20 or 30 minutes.
You see, now that's a major accident I'm talking about here, folks, because he's a dear friend of mine, and he's since passed away. And understand, he was only 53 when he died. That's kind of young. See, we're supposed to have an abundant life. That's what God said. And see, one of the reasons why we have people on this show, especially inventors like Ron Sally, is because you get these two little products right here in your medicine kit and these everyday little occurrences that you just don't ever expect. And we're thinking about you, our listener out there, when we're talking about this, and we're thinking about a way to avoid this. I mean, I knew a guy way back when in the 90s that one of those little fry babies on the counter, well, his 3-year-old reached up and spilled the whole bloody thing over on himself when they were cooking stuff in it. And they immediately, you know, I don't know what they did, but the kid suffered major third-degree burns all over his body because they waited too long to do something about it. They could have packed it with ice and then put this stuff on it had they known, but they didn't know. So you see, folks, we're trying to tell you that there are ways you can turn a molehill into a mountain if you don't react quickly enough and you don't understand what's going on. Ron, I mean, you've been around the block with this stuff and you've gotten hundreds of testimonials, if not thousands, from people who have actually used this stuff besides doctors. What's the most significant one that you've heard of lately?
Oh, Lord, there's too many to name. I guess people that have grease burns in restaurants. We go to a few different restaurants here in Naples, and I always go in with two heel ones in my pocket and come out with one. Because I leave it with the fry cooks, and they use it on virtually every kind of bird or cut they get in the restaurants. And my wife said, "Why do you do that?" I said, "To help people." She said, "It's embarrassing. You're always giving this heel on to all these cooks and these fry people." I said, "Well, they appreciate it, and it really helps their business."
Yeah, I bet it does. And see, the thing, it keeps the employee on the job rather than off the job treating an injury. And see, that also helps. For those of you employers out there who may be listening to the show, it's called workman's comp. You know, come on. The employee really would rather be working on the job than not, because we all got to stay alive. We all have to survive. And see, here's the thing. These products that I just held in my hand right here, I'll do it again. These contain no petrochemicals, no emulsifying additives or chemicals that anybody can not pronounce. All right. So understand, this is the reason why I have it here, and that Ron, you're out to help people. I knew that's why you did it. And that's why I guess your wife, you know, when you do this, it's like, you can't stop talking about this stuff.
Well, it's true. And like I said, I leave our home with two heel ons, and I always come home with one. And my wife really gets upset. She says, "You're always pushing this stuff." I said, "But there's people out there that need it." Whenever we go, we made more friends in restaurants than you can ever imagine with this stuff.
I bet you have.
Because it helps the people.
Yeah. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Ron Sally. Go ahead.
Great product. One thing people really need to consider whenever they're burned is they have to stop the cooking. In the sense of they have to cool the burn and stop the internal burning going on. And most people make the mistake of not cooling the burn instantly. You've got to stop the cooking from the inside. It's just like a steak will cook itself. Your body will continue to cook until you get the heat out of your skin. Just a comment.
You bet. What we tell people, put a piece of ice on it for 1 minute. The ladies in the kitchen with a grease burn, put a piece of ice on it for just 1 minute. And this is exactly what you're telling me. It's the same concept.
Absolutely. But the healing part, that definitely works, 100%. Most products I've found from the Power Mall are awesome. So that's a little punch for you guys. Have a great day.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. And see, here's the thing, folks. I mean, we wouldn't have Ron Sally on if we didn't mean it. See, because, you know, we bring the vendors on for a reason. That's not to sit here and make an infomercial about it. It's to basically, you know, it's our way of campaigning for your health, because this is what we do here on the show. We're all about solutions, and that's one of the reasons why we have the Lamb Cream, we have the Helon PF, and if you don't have this in your house, this is a must-have for your first aid kit. Keep in the medicine cabinet somewhere handy. You can get to it. If you're constantly cooking and having issues in the kitchen, keep it in the kitchen. Buy two of them. Put one in the kitchen on the windowsill or on the cupboard where you can grab it. Put one in the bathroom in the medicine cabinet where you can grab it. If you need one for your first aid kit, one for your bug out bag. I mean, I'm serious. This is what you need to do. You need to stock up. This is the time to do it. Power Mall's open. Ron, any parting comments?
I'm sitting here at the dining room table, and I was looking at a Himalayan salt dome lamp that Joyce sent me years ago, and I treasure that thing. Do you remember Joyce with those lamps that she had?
Yep, I sure do.
Anyway, just a thought. It's just a treasure that Joyce sent a long time ago. Anyway, these products are so good and they're so natural, and I can't praise them enough. It has nothing to do with money. Money takes care of itself. All we want to do is help people and let them get back to good health.
Well, and see, that's like what Zig Ziglar said. You help people get what they want, you get what you want. So that, you know, we live by that biblical principle, and we appreciate that. Ron Sally, thanks so much for joining us. Again, go to the powermall.com and order the Miracle Skin Lamb Cream or the Helon PF. Or you can, if you want to talk to somebody about it that actually has boots on the ground experience, get on the phone, 877-817-9829, and call up and ask questions, because we'll be happy to answer them for you. Our staff at the Power Mall are on standby right now. And Ron Sally, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll have you back again soon.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for your help.
Not a problem, sir. Always a pleasure to help people. This is what we do here. From the Seed Guy, we have some recipe in here about how to use Epsom salt for sweeter, tastier tomatoes. Believe it or not, healthier tomatoes and peppers. If you've never tried Epsom salt in your garden, you can use it as a soil amendment before seeding to give your garden a powerful boost from the start, because the magnesium in the Epsom salt aids in seed germination, helps to strengthen cell walls, leading to more and stronger seedlings. So here's how they want you to do it. 1 cup of salt. We're talking about the Epsom salt now. Plain Epsom salt, not the flavored lavender. Get plain Epsom salt. 1 cup per 100 square feet of tilled soil or mix. 1 to 2 tablespoons into the soil at the bottom of each hole before dropping in the seed. So you're going to use a bit of it, but boy, what a difference you're going to get. Tomatoes should be fed with Epsom salt twice as often as other plants. So looks like I'm going to be buying another bag of Epsom salt here pretty quick, because I got 14 tomato plants that are about 4 foot tall right now. So aside from that, here's the other thing we want to talk about while we still have a few minutes left over. In the health category, 4 common medications that may increase depression risk. Now, this is a thing. Americans, according to a 2018 study, are unknowingly exposed to higher risks of depression. This, according to University of Chicago researchers, University of Illinois, Chicago, involved more than 26,000 American adults, found that 37.2% of participants in the study used at least one prescription medication that might cause depression or increase the risk of suicide. I mean, Ron Sally was just talking about this. What about the Hippocratic Oath? You see, why are doctors pumping us full of these medications that want to make us kill ourselves, that have side effects? Why are they doing this? Because Big Pharma is paying them to. That's the simplest way. And I'm talking about stuff like benzodiazepines. Let's say it right. Benzos is what they normally call them. Valium and Xanax, that's the street names. Corticosteroids like hydrocortisone and prednisone. Yes, I'm going to admit I have prednisone in my kit. All right. I use it for specific things. I don't take it all the time. You only use it like for lung conditions when you can't get rid of stuff. If you think something is coming on, you know, I did this very same thing. I started out with the Z-Pak and took prednisone in conjunction with the Z-Pak because I was feeling off. I'm still here alive to talk about it. The idea, see, is you don't keep taking something over and over and over again unless there is an absolute need, like ivermectin, which I take, and I know I don't like talking about it and promoting it, but the thing is if you're out in the public and you're around people that have taken the jab, they are shedding. I can't stress it enough. What part of it, and they're proud of themselves. I mean, I remember watching people when I was in Florida, and they walk around with these big Band-Aids on their arms that they get put in there. I just got the jab. And I'm like, stay away from me. Well, I'm not going to get COVID. Yes, you are. You're going to shed because they just injected the bioweapon into your system, you moron. You know, and I get so incensed sometimes, and maybe it's not right. Maybe I shouldn't be feeling like this. Maybe I should just pray for these people. That, you know, I'm sorry, God, but in my mind, they made the wrong decision. They didn't put their faith in you. They put their faith in modern medicine, and modern medicine and Big Pharma is making tens of millions and billions of dollars off of these people's ignorance. Blood pressure drugs, blood pressure medications is another one. This is another one. These beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, may increase the risk of depression, believe it or not. 415,000 people in that study. Alternatives that do not carry the potential side effect of depression include diuretics, ACE inhibitors, and lifestyle changes, most importantly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Healthy diet, exercise, quitting smoking, yeah, that sort of thing. Lifestyle changes. Exercise, very important. You know, if you just go out and grow a garden, trust me, you're going to get your exercise out there. I get mine every day. I have to go out and do watering, and I got to do, you know, gardening and manicuring. And I don't really have that much weed pulling with internal, but I got mushrooms growing in the bed because I have this mushroom-rich soil. And that's why my veggies are doing so well, is because of the fact that I've got the kind of soil that I'm using in the raised bed garden. It's just busting at the seams here. Antibiotics is another way. You know, this is a study that could be attributed to the impact of certain antibiotics on the gut microbiome. Because, you know, if you're taking antibiotics, that's just the opposite of probiotics. And so what we try to do is, you know, encourage you. We're not medical doctors here. We can't do it. But if you manage your gut flora by eating certain dietary supplements and vegetables, you promote the healthy gut microbiome. And so a lot of people take probiotics. We have those. We have serrapeptase. I just took it this morning. These are enzymes. We have them at OptiVita. That's why they're 10% off this week at the Power Mall, because we want to help you. And see, there's also, this is an interesting story, and I had to put it in here because of the fact that this thing about lab-grown meat, that's got everybody going. I actually stopped in at a burger joint last night. I was looking at, try our new Impossible Meat Burger. And I'm like, oh, God, no, $10.69, and they'll fix you a toxic lab-grown meat burger that's probably got GMO and DNA and all sorts, mRNA and all sorts of other crap in it. Why would you be doing this and poisoning the environment? See, and this particular article talks about the fake meat industry being touting as environmentally friendly and sustainable way to feed the world. But what they want to do is they want to poison the system and alter your DNA. This is what they're trying to do. Now, it hasn't totally permeated the system yet, but I mean literally, and I don't want to talk about something that's that unpleasant, but when they're using a fetal bovine serum as the growth medium obtained from unborn calves that are cut out of the womb and drained of their blood while they're still alive, I mean, PETA would have a field day with this stuff. And this is what they're putting in your fake meat. This is causing more harm than good, folks, and you need to avoid it like the plague. Anything that is plant-based, any of this garbage, I'm telling you, it's not good. I hate to disappoint you vegans out there, but I'm telling you, you start feeling a little weird and a little sick, probably because you have ingested these mRNA vaccines, because that is soon to come. And of course, Syngenta, yeah, the chemical giant Syngenta, revealing tactics to sponsor sympathetic scientific papers and mislead regulators about unfavorable research. Well, guess what? Top-selling weed killers and Parkinson's? Yeah, it's out there. Something you need to be aware of. Dr. Naomi Wolf, a little day late and a dollar short, but I still want to get her on the show. She's finally realized that all of this crap that's going on right now is depopulation. That's what the jab and everything else was about. Pfizer documents the company, according to a research, intentionally designed the mRNA shots to target the reproductive cycle of women in their childbearing years and reduce the population by reducing the ability of women to bear children. And the plan, of course, when this starts up again, the technocrats and the healthcare cartel are going to refuse to repudiate the society-killing lockdown policies. And every time that WHO and everybody else says, oh my God, you need to run and hide in your homes, now is the time to prepare for massive civil disobedience, to refuse to comply. Just say no. Because it's going to happen again. I can tell you, they got away with it one time. They're going to try to get away with it again. And they're going to get the whole nation into a panic, and you do not need to be part of the fear-mongering. I'm warning you ahead of time what's going on. We know there's a pattern, okay? Do you remember Robert Hansen, a former FBI agent who became one of the most notorious spies in U.S. history? Well, he died in federal prison yesterday morning at the age of 79 at the U.S. Penitentiary ADMAX in Florence, Colorado, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The Supreme Court is to decide if an insult against Trump can be trademarked. Yep, this has all started out with Trump and Marco Rubio making fun of each other. calling Trump calling Marco Rubio little Marco, and Marco calling Trump too small by saying he had small hands. Trump, he's talking about. You know what they say about people with small hands? Well, a guy decided that he was going to trademark this, Trump too small, and put T-shirts out with Trump has a small package. So it's political, it's belittling, but the Supreme Court ruled he can do it. Wow. Things get crazier by the minute, don't they? Only had a couple of things that we have on there, like how to get rid of the Microsoft Pride flag on the Windows 11 taskbar. Yep. We've covered pretty much all the bases today. We'll be back tomorrow for the Hump Day edition here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. Folks, you got to step up. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.